awareness of our breathing patterns, we can increase mental sharpness, generate greater energy levels, and better coordinate our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual actions. By consciously controlling our breathing patterns, which is common in certain meditative and yogic practices, we can also reverse negative thought patterns. Our poor breathing habits deprive our bodies of life-sustaining oxygen, which in turn impairs our ability to burn fat, produce energy, think a thought, move a muscle, digest food, or fight bacteria. When we breathe unconsciously, we breathe fast or shallow, which allows the breath to circulate only from the head to the chest rather than throughout the entire body. We also hold our breath or keep our mouths open when we concentrate. These poor breathing habits can be improved, thereby increasing the flow of oxygen throughout our mind and body. When we breathe consciously, we exert control over the inhalation and exhalation of the breath, which means we have a full body experience of receiving and releasing oxygen. Correct and conscious breathing is one of the best and easiest ways of building a healthy mind and body. When we breathe consciously, we invoke a relaxation response that is healing, energizing, and cleansing. The correct way to breathe is when the stomach or diaphragm extends or pushes out with the inhale and collapses with the exhale. Most of us breathe in reverse. We suck the stomach in when we inhale and have no clue what happens when we exhale. By breathing consciously, we release stress as well as all of the mental and physical issues associated with the experience of being stressed. Conscious breathwork is powerful because it oxygenates the brain and body cells, allowing us to function in a clearer mental and emotional state. It increases circulation to the lymph glands, removing toxins and debris, and thereby releasing negative energy. The following conscious breathwork techniques are offered to support you in the work we will do to release dominant negative thought patterns. You are encouraged to choose one and practice it each day before or after your affirmative prayer in the morning and evening. Of course, I encourage you to practice conscious breathing throughout the day too. Technique 1, to balance the brain. Sit cross-legged on the floor or in a chair with your spine erect. Close your eyes. Apply gentle pressure with your thumb to close your right nostril. Inhale deeply through your left nostril to the count of 6. Pause for a count of 2. Remove your thumb. Apply gentle pressure with your forefinger to close your left nostril and exhale completely through your right nostril for a count of 6. Repeat this process 10 to 15 times. Technique 2, to establish a sense of calm. Close your eyes if you can. Inhale through your nose evenly and deeply for a count of 8. Pause for a count of 3. Exhale completely through your nose for a count of 8. Pause for a count of 3. Repeat this process 10 to 15 times. Technique 3, to clear and energize the entire body. Begin by finding a comfortable position, whether sitting or lying down. Sitting on the floor with your legs crossed is a good position to try. Set the intention that you will not fall asleep, that you will stay awake, aware, and alert. Close your eyelids or focus your gaze on one spot on the wall. Take a long, deep inhale and, with the exhale, begin to relax. Allow a feeling of relaxation to fill your entire body. With every inhale, relax. With every exhale, allow your body to relax even more. Roll your shoulders slowly forward and then slowly backward. Slowly and gently, lower your left ear toward your left shoulder. Then, slowly and gently, lower your right ear toward your right shoulder. Remain focused on inhaling and exhaling as you continue to relax. With every inhale, think re. With every exhale, think lax. Repeat this process for a few seconds. Your body will continue to relax as you breathe deeper and deeper. Observe your breathing. Notice how your breath flows in and out. Make no effort to change your breathing in any way. Simply notice how your body breathes. Your body knows how much air it needs. If your attention wanders, as it will, bring your focus back again to your breathing, thinking re with every inhale and lax with every exhale. Notice any stray thoughts, but don't dwell on them. Simply let the thoughts pass. Notice how your breath continues to flow in, deeply and calmly, then flow out, deeply and calmly. Notice the stages of a complete breath. The inhale, the pause that follows, and the exhale. Notice the slight breaks between each breath. Feel the air entering through your nose. Feel the exhale as it passes across your upper lip. If thoughts intrude, allow them to pass and then return your attention to your breathing. Remain aware of your inhale and your exhale. Imagine each breath as it enters, filling your body gently. Feel your chest and stomach gently rise with your inhale. Next, imagine each breath as it exits, leaving your body slowly. Feel your chest and stomach gently fall with your exhale. Now, as you inhale, count silently. 1, 2, 3. Pause, gently holding the breath as you count. 1, 2, 3. As you exhale, count silently. 1, 2, 3. Again, as you inhale, count silently. 1, 2, 3. Pause gently, holding the breath. 1, 2, 3. As you exhale, count silently. 1, 2, 3. Become aware as you breathe in and out. Notice now how your body feels. Notice how calm and gentle your breathing is. Does your body feel relaxed? Breathe in and out. Now it's time to gently reawaken your body and mind. With your eyes still closed, notice the sounds around you. Feel the floor beneath you. Feel the fabric of your clothes against your skin. Gently wiggle your fingers and toes. Shrug your shoulders up and let them fall back gently. Now give your body a big stretch. And when you are ready, open your eyes. You can now resume your normal activity or begin your prayer work. 4. Thymus thump. As human beings, we are not one size fits all. This means that if 10 individuals have the same experience, each one will have a different response to what he or she has seen, heard, or felt. While it's true that we all respond differently to what we experience, we do share a commonality. Whatever we experience in life, we experience on all levels of being, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. This commonality is what gives rise to the power and effectiveness of EFT, emotional freedom techniques, energy therapy, the gentle art of clearing cellular memory through the human energy field. It works on the concept of the interconnection between the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual realms of our lives. Renowned wise woman, Christine Northrup, MD, author of Women's Bodies, Women's Health, has taught us, our emotions and thoughts are always accompanied by biochemical reactions in our bodies. Energy fields interact within an individual person, interact between one person and another, and between one person and the world in general. When we begin to appreciate ourselves as fields of energy with the ability to affect the quality of our own experience, we will be getting in touch with our innate ability to heal ourselves and create health every day of our lives at all levels of our experience. Christine Northrup, MD. The thymus gland is the primary gland that controls and impacts the body's immune system. The overall function of the immune system is to prevent or limit infection. When the immune system is imbalanced or compromised, the body is prone to infection and disease. This is one reason why people who experience extreme stress are subject to more colds and other viruses. The thymus gland is located in the emotional energy center of the body, behind the sternum or breastbone, near the heart. In fact, it has been referred to as the heart's protector. The thymus gland is energetically responsible for regulating the flow of energy throughout the entire body. It's affected most by emotions related to feeling unsafe, attacked, and unprotected, those emotions that accompany most dominant negative thought patterns. Because the thymus is so powerful and connected to the rest of the body's energy system, almost any emotional or energetic blockage or imbalance can be affected by working with the thymus gland. The thymus thump is a method of gently tapping on the thymus gland to create vibrations that stimulate energy within the body. For the purpose of the work we will be doing, we can use the thymus thump when reciting our prayers and affirmations. Think of it as a sort of spiritual pounding of the chest, in the same way a gorilla might pound its chest before entering a battle, or in the same way an individual may clutch her chest in the midst of a stressful event. In these situations, both the gorilla and the individual are attempting to stimulate the thymus gland and regulate the immune system. Now it's your turn. Are you ready to clear some stuck energy? To begin, take a couple of deep, relaxing breaths. Using your fingertips or the side of your fists, tap up and down about 2 inches along your sternum, between and above your breast or pecs. Although the thymus is located behind the third rib, any vibrations along the length of the upper sternum will stimulate it. Continue to do this for 15 to 20 seconds while taking regular slow breaths. After thumping on the thymus, for the recommended period of time, read through the affirmative prayer you're working with. Once you have read your prayer, again, thump your thymus and repeat your affirmation. 5. Thought therapy eye movements. When I shared with those closest to me why I was ending a 14-year relationship, they stared at me as if I had sprouted horns atop my head. I told them, his eyes no longer light up when I walk into the room. What? It's often said that the eyes are the mirror to the soul. I believe you can tell the condition of a person's heart by simply looking into his or her eyes. A mother, for example, can tell when her children are frightened or when they are being less than truthful by looking in their eyes. Being in a relationship with someone is an important aspect of life. We want to share all of who we are, and we want to know that who we are matters to our beloved. I don't choose to be just another person in the life of my beloved. I want to feel and be connected at the soul level. That feeling will be reflected by how he looks at me, what he sees for me, and how I feel when I look at him. 14 years is a long time, and during that time, things can become dull, worn out, and taken for granted. My partner was and is a beautiful man, but when I look into his eyes, it was clear to me that the thrill was gone, and so was he. He didn't agree and was willing to convince me otherwise, but I have learned over the years never to allow what someone else says and does to determine how and what I feel. If there are issues in the soul that the eyes can reveal, this must also mean that the eyes can play an important role in the clearing of those issues. Soul, as it is used here, refers to the deepest level of our being. The soul, the core, the essence, the spiritual part of a human being is adversely affected by the dominant negative thought patterns we hold. As we've discussed, there's a file in our brain for every hurt, disappointment, upset, and trauma we've lived through. When a file is opened and a memory surfaces, those deep imprints on our soul are revealed by a dimming of the light in our eyes. At the physical level, light rays enter the eyes by passing through the cornea, the pupil, and the lens, and then striking a light-sensitive nerve, rods and cones, in the retina. Internal and external mental processing begins in the retina when light energy produces chemical changes in the retina's light-sensitive cells. These cells, in turn, produce electrical activity in the brain. Nerve fibers from these cells join at the back of the eye to form the optic nerve. Electrical impulses are communicated to the visual cortex of the brain by way of the optic nerve. The visual cortex makes sense of the electrical impulses and either files the information for future reference or sends a message to the motor area of the body to take some action. When we see or experience something unpleasant or traumatic, the eyes play an important role in what gets communicated to the brain. If we reverse the process, we can communicate with the brain by using the eyes to stimulate a chemical reaction. Eye movement techniques such as EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, have been used quite successfully in helping people who suffer from trauma, anxiety, panic, disturbing memories, post-traumatic stress, and many other emotional problems. EFT, emotional freedom techniques, or tapping as it is commonly called, also uses brain-eye movements called the gamut procedure to support the reprogramming of the brain when new thoughts and ideas are introduced. In both instances, eye movements are used to eliminate stress surrounding a difficult or traumatic event and to release the corresponding energy held by the brain. In the GOI process, we'll use thought therapy eye movements to stimulate and coordinate the hemispheres of the brain so that your mind will become receptive to the new ideas being presented in the affirmative prayers and daily affirmations I offer in this book. In order to coordinate the hemispheres of the brain to receive and process this new material, I suggest that you complete one cycle of eye movements before your morning and evening prayer, and again, before you repeat your affirmations throughout the day. The thought therapy eye movements are simple and should take you about 10 seconds to complete. With your eyes open, while holding your head steady, complete the following. Focus your eyes on a spot on the wall or on a point directly in front of you. Stretch your eyes up as far as possible as if you were trying to see the top of your head. Then, bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes down as far as possible, as if you're trying to see your feet. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes up to the right, to the center right, and far down to the right. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes up to the left, to center left, and far down to the left. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes up as far as possible. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes as far down as possible. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Now close your eyes and, while holding your head steady, repeat the steps once again. Stretch your eyes up as far as possible. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes down as far as possible. Then bring your eyes back to the focus point. Stretch your eyes up to the right, to the center right, and far down to the right. Then back to their starting point. Stretch your eyes up to the left, to the center left, far down to the left, then back to their starting point. Stretch your eyes up as far as possible, then back to their starting point. Stretch your eyes as far down as possible, then back to their starting point. Now that you've become more familiar with the five tools in your GOI toolkit, thought therapy prayer, thought therapy affirmation, conscious breath work, thymus thump, and thought therapy eye movements, it's time to practice, practice, practice. Get ready to watch your dominant negative thought patterns, DNTPs, transform into positive thought patterns, PTPs, all because of your commitment and willingness to do your work. Chapter 5. The Get Over It GOI Process. There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. William Shakespeare, Hamlet. No matter how many thousands of thoughts have been on parade in your consciousness today, I recommend that you activate your healing work in an optimal state of mind. It's essential to affirm your divine intention before you start to do your work. The power of focused intention can never be overestimated. So in that spirit, I offer the Universal Clearing Prayer. Universal Clearing Prayer. I now acknowledge, accept, and know that God's will and plan for me is perfect joy and peace. My joy and peace depend on my doing my part in God's plan. My part is to unite my will with God's will. It is my intention in this moment to align my will with God's will by remembering who walks with me so that I will enter into the awareness of God's presence. My joy and peace depend on my choosing my essential part in God's plan. For my joy and peace, I give myself permission to know the truth. I know that truth will correct all errors in my mind. I ask that the truth of God's will be revealed to me now. I ask that the truth of God's plan be revealed to me now. I ask, I allow, God becomes the truth I seek. I now share God's will for my peace and joy. God's will for me is activated in my mind and life now. Amen. The good news about the Universal Clearing Prayer is that it can be amended to meet any need. This is accomplished by replacing the words joy and peace wherever they appear with the subject of your need. For example, if you need clarity about a specific situation, simply replace the words joy and peace with the word clarity. Thus, the prayer would read as such. I now acknowledge, accept, and know that God's will and plan for me is perfect clarity about? If you need peace in your relationship with someone, the prayer would read in this way. I now acknowledge, accept, and know that God's will and plan for me is peace between, insert the name, and me. If you need to reach the point of understanding about something, the prayer would read like this. I now acknowledge, accept, and know that God's will and plan for me is understanding why. Here's an example of how I customize the universal clearing prayer for someone who's starting her own coaching practice. I now acknowledge, accept, and know that God's will and plan for me is success in my private coaching practice. My success depends on my doing my part in God's plan. My part is to unite my will with God's will. It is my intention in this moment to align my will with God's will by remembering who walks with me so that I will enter into the awareness of God's presence. The success of my practice depends on my choosing my essential part in God's plan. For my success, I give myself permission to know the truth. I know the truth will correct all errors in my mind. I ask that the truth of God's will be revealed to me now. I ask that the truth of God's plan be revealed to me now. I ask, I allow, God becomes the truth I seek. I now share God's will for the success of my private coaching practice. God's will for my practice and for me is activated in my mind and life now. Discovering your DNTPs, a shortcut. Even some of my most dedicated students have confessed to me that they often lack the time, energy, or willpower to drill all the way down on their most troublesome DNTPs. They want to stay committed to this invaluable self-healing work, but they exclaim, "We need a shortcut." So, if your life isn't putting you nose to nose with your DNTPs, or if you're an expert at keeping your eyes closed, here's a shortcut to help you identify your priority DNTP assignment. Either photocopy or write out all of the 42 DNTPs listed on page 157. Then cut them into small slips of paper. Fold each slip in half and place the 42 DNTPs in a small basket or bowl. Now, as though you were poised to choose a prize-winning lottery ticket, set your intention, reach into your container, and choose a dominant negative thought pattern. The one you select will be the one you and the universe have ordered up as your work, and you'll begin the healing process by using one or more of the tools in your toolkit: thought therapy, prayer, and affirmation, conscious breath work, thymus thump, and thought therapy eye movements. You'll focus on neutralizing, healing, or eliminating this DNTP daily for 20 minutes. Most DNTPs can be cleared in 2 to 4 daily sessions. Are you ready? Step 1. Identify your DNTP and set your intention. Whether you've chosen your DNTP after careful reflection or had it hand-delivered to you from the universe, the GOI process always begins by asking you to select a specific dominant negative thought pattern that you want to eliminate. 42 of the most common dominant negative thought patterns are discussed in Chapter 6, including basic DNTP definitions, the in other words section that reflects DNTP-based feelings and experiences, and the continuous loop of DNTP internal dialogues that indicate when a pattern is dominating your mind. Don't be alarmed if you think you have all of the patterns listed. Most of us have them all to one degree or another. The key is to identify which ones are blocking you from creating desired changes in your life. At some point, you may want to address all 42. that would be a very wise decision. Say, today the dominant negative thought pattern that I intend to heal is... Step 2. Rate your DNTP intensity level. To determine the intensity level for the DNTP you're working on, you'll use a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 rating represents neutral feelings and thoughts about an issue that do not trigger an emotional response in your body. A 10 represents a deep desire to hurt someone or something anytime you think about the issue and the experiences attached to it. This rating will be the way you can measure and assess your progress. To rate your DNTP, take a deep cleansing breath and allow your body to settle. Silently affirm re when you inhale and lax when you exhale. Repeat these syllables 3 to 5 times as you breathe deeply in and out until your body is relaxed. Bring to mind the one word dominant negative thought pattern you're working with. For example, abandonment, fear, or rage. Silently say to yourself, from 1 to 10, what is the intensity of this energy in my being? Now, listen for and write down the first number that comes to mind. If the number is more than 10, record it as 10. Sit silently for a moment to make sure the number you have received feels right to you. If that still doesn't work, recite the universal clearing prayer to bring your mind and intentions into alignment. As you do the GOI work, the intention is to decrease the DNTP intensity level until you feel a shift in your mind and the intensity level you experience drops to 0. This shift will also be demonstrated by how you respond to and address both new and familiar situations in your life. Chances are you'll discover some things that once set you off no longer do. Other things you never considered possible for yourself will present you with no difficulties. The more consistently you practice the GOI work, the better you will get at it. The better you get at doing the work, the easier it will become to make choices and decisions every day. This is how you can confirm that old files are being emptied and new files are being created. Step 3. In Chapter 7, I have included 42 affirmative prayers, one for each dominant negative thought pattern that appears in Chapter 6. Affirmative prayers follow a protocol of acknowledging and affirming what is true in the divine realm. Your soul, aka your authentic self, knows what is true, whether or not you consciously know it or believe it. Affirmative prayers tap into the divine essence of your being and ignite the truth that is buried beneath all the lures and traps of the ego and your physical senses. The prayers I'm offering to support your healing process are constructed to override, neutralize, and eliminate dominant negative thought patterns by creating new mental and emotional files. Each time you repeat a prayer silently, and each time you earnestly speak it aloud, the affirmation you are working with will create, then deepen, a new thread in your subconscious mind. Permit yourself to believe those words as you repeat them to yourself or speak them aloud. Also, feel free to change the salutation, greeting, and name used for God to whatever feels appropriate for you. There is no right way to pray, and while the prayers I offer may not fit in to a traditional religion's perspective of our relationship with prayer, remember that every thought carries energy. Affirmative prayers can and do create new thought patterns that bring about very powerful and productive changes. You should read and speak the affirmative prayer twice a day. Once, as soon as you wake up, and again, just before you retire. Doing your morning and evening prayers as the first and last acts of your day is important. In this way, you are programming your mind before you begin your day and before you end your day, separate from all the various interruptions and distractions that plague you throughout the day. Step 4. Thought Therapy Affirmations. After your affirmative prayer work, you should repeat the corresponding affirmation that I've provided to support your prayer. As with prayer work, use your affirmation both silently and aloud. You will begin working with your affirmation right after your morning prayer. Then, continue to work with the same affirmation 4 more times throughout the day. Once again after breakfast or with your morning coffee, after lunch, after dinner, and then after your bedtime prayer. This means you'll be repeating the affirmation at least 5 times each day. Of course, you're free to practice your affirmation more often if you like. Consciously scheduling the affirmation with waking up, eating your meals, and going to bed, it simply means you won't have to think about it and you'll be less likely to forget it. If you're likely to skip or miss a meal, consider setting the alarm on your smartphone or tablet to send you a reminder throughout the day to do your affirmation. Step 5. Energy clearing, conscious breathwork, thymus thump, and thought therapy eye movements. To support the mental and energetic shift you're creating with prayers and affirmations, you may also choose to use one or more of the energy clearing tools. Conscious breathwork, thymus thump, thought therapy eye movements, visualization, and of course, meditation are all accepted practices for doing deep transformational work related to higher consciousness. While prayer and affirmation are primarily concerned with creating shifts in your mind, energy, and environment, these vibrational tools help unlock and move energy within the physical body. By engaging in these activities at the mental, emotional, and physical levels, you will have a full body, mind, spirit experience. If you are using one or more of the tools offered, incorporate them into your practice as I recommend below. At a minimum, you should use one of the conscious breathwork techniques before your morning and evening prayer. If you are incorporating the thymus thump, include it before you pray and after you recite the affirmation. If you are incorporating the thought therapy eye movements, do one cycle before your morning and evening prayer and one cycle before you repeat your affirmations throughout the day. Step 6. Re-rate your DNTP intensity level. As you do your GOI work throughout the day, remember your intention is to decrease the DNTP intensity level until you feel a shift in your mind and the intensity level of your experience drops to a zero. Step 7. Thought therapy journal work. Optional, but highly recommended. Complete the thought therapy journal work daily. The following thought therapy journal work will help you focus on your healing work with laser-like precision. You're not required to use this exact formula, nor are you obliged to use a real journal. You may choose to use a word processing program on your computer, the digital recorder on your smartphone, or a sheet of tablet paper. I vote for whatever helps you zero in on your DNTPs consistently. To do that, I suggest that you copy the thought therapy journal work list to your smartphone, tablet, or thumb drive. That way, you'll have them available at home, work, or play whenever or wherever you get triggered. Such easy access will support you in keeping track of anything that comes up during the day and will also keep you accountable to your healing commitment. Don't make this process more difficult than it needs to be. Follow the steps Become aware of the dominant negative thought pattern or feeling. Acknowledge the feelings that get triggered. Set an intention to be healed of the trigger. Accept the intensity level of the pattern and act. Do your work until the DNTP's intensity level is reduced to zero. And always, support your daily prayer and affirmation practices with energy clearing tools. Thought therapy journal work. The situation and or the people who triggered me today are the DNTP, in other words, or internal dialogue that reflect my experience are the DNTP that I intend to heal is this reminds me of morning DNTP intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10. Reflections on my thought therapy prayer practice. Reflections on my thought therapy affirmation practice. Reflections on my energy clearing tool experiences. Conscious breath work, thymus thump, thought therapy eye movements. Evening DNTP intensity level on a scale of 0 to 10. What I now realize. Daily practice recap. The person who sends out positive thoughts activates the world around him positively and draws back to himself positive results. Norman Vincent Peale. As your coach, I must remind you that although the GOI process is deceptively simple, the depth of commitment required to achieve your DNTP-free goal requires that you enforce a zero-tolerance zone for your own excuses. This is your work, and now is your time. GOI Daily Practice. Step 1. Identify your DNTP and set your intention. Step 2. Rate your DNTP intensity level. Step 3. Thought therapy prayer and selected energy clearing tools. Step 4. Thought therapy affirmation and selected energy clearing tools. Step 5. Energy clearing tools, conscious breath work, thymus thump, and thought therapy eye movements. Step 6. Re-rate your DNTP intensity level. Step 7, complete your thought therapy journal work. Optional, but highly recommended. Resurfacing DNTPs. Sometime when you're rating a DNTP intensity level, the number fails to decrease. Instead, it increases. Do not be alarmed. If memories or thoughts related to a pattern resurface, that does not mean the pattern wasn't cleared. It could simply signal that you haven't yet gotten over the habit of thinking the thoughts or remembering the experience. Some habits die hard. If this should happen, immediately pause and get an intensity level for the thought or memory that has resurfaced. Then, complete one cycle of thought therapy eye movements using the following affirmation. With eyes up, I can release this thought feeling. With eyes down, I will release this thought feeling. With eyes up to the right, I am ready to release this thought feeling. With eyes centered to the right, I choose to release this thought feeling. With eyes down to the right, I am releasing this thought feeling now. With eyes up, I can release this thought feeling. With eyes down, I will release this thought feeling. With eyes up to the left, I am ready to release this thought feeling. With eyes centered to the left, I choose to release this thought feeling. With eyes down to the left, I am releasing this thought feeling now. Again, check the intensity level of the thought or memory that has resurfaced. Don't be surprised if it's zero. If the intensity level has not been reduced to zero, you can incorporate releasing it into the DNTP work you are currently doing, even if you've moved on to a different DNTP. The most effective way to do this is to set an intention to heal and release all patterns that are resurfacing. Alternately, for a day or so, you can return to reciting and speaking aloud the prayer and affirmation for the DNTP associated with a specific thought or memory that has resurfaced. The good news is this doesn't have to be hard and you cannot fail. Consistency combined with a clear intention will do the trick. Part 3. Ready, set, get over it. Chapter 6. 42 Dominant Negative Thought Patterns, DNTPs. Thoughts are like an open ocean. They can either move you forward within its waves or sink you under deep into its abyss. Anthony Liccioni. In Chapter 3, Troubled Minds, A Family History, you had an opportunity to see the high price paid when Grandma Annie, her daughter Rose, and her grandson Alan marinated in their subconscious dominant negative thought patterns. These destructive unconscious patterns were passed on from generation to generation. I hope that the Brown family history has helped to heighten your awareness, acknowledgement, and acceptance of DNTPs in other people's lives. Now, it's time to act and turn the spotlight on your life. Your mission possible, should you choose to accept it, is to clear out all of the files related to the dominant negative thought patterns that you are holding in your mind. You will know the pattern is active if, when you read the definition of the pattern or the In Other Words section, a wave of discordant energy is triggered in your body. You will also know the pattern is active if you have actually heard yourself speak the words from the internal dialogue section. I recommend that you work with one DNTP at a time. If you work consistently, you should be able to clear a DNTP within 2 to 4 daily sessions. Your Get Over It GOI Journal. I encourage you to begin your self-healing mission by giving a special gift to yourself, a Get Over It Journal. Whether your journal is a beautifully designed, spiral-bound book from your favorite gift shop, or a brightly colored tablet from your local dollar store, applaud yourself today for taking the first step in a life-changing experience. To begin your in-depth DNTPs exploration, find a quiet space where no one will disturb you for 30 to 60 minutes. Carefully contemplate each of the 42 DNTPs found in the next section. Resist the urge to rush through the pages that follow. Take your time and record your experience with any DNTPs that create sensations in your physical body. That is, a deeper, more shallow breathing, heat, tingling, pain, or free-floating anxiety. If you feel it in your body, claim it in your journal. Also, be willing to write down any intense or unusual memories, visual images, or dialogue fragments that arise in your mind. After you complete your review, list the 4 DNTPs that have made the strongest impression on you in your GOI journal. 42 Dominant Negative Thought Patterns, DNTPs. 1. Abandonment. 2. Anger, rage. 3. Anxiety, worry, fear. 4. Betrayal. 5. Bitterness. 6. Blame. 7. Criticism. 8. Defensiveness. 9. Disappointment, discouragement. 10. Distrust, doubt. 11. Failure, frustration. 12. Fear. 13. Grief. 14. Guilt. 15. Hatred. 16. Heartache, heartbreak. 17. Helplessness, hopelessness. 18. Hostility. 19. Humiliation. 20. Hurt, woundedness. 21. Inadequacy, incompleteness. 22. Indecisiveness. 23. Insecurity, self-consciousness. 24. Jealousy. 25. Joylessness, depression. 26. Loneliness, longing. 27. Lost. 28. Low self-esteem, inferiority. 29. Numbness, disconnectedness. 30. Overwhelm. 31. Powerlessness. 32. Pride. 33. Regret. 34. Rejection. 35. Resentment. 36. Sadness, sorrow. 37. Self-abuse. 38. Shame. 39. Stubbornness. 40. Unappreciated, unimportant. 41. Unsupported. 42. Unworthiness, worthlessness. 1. Abandonment. The experience of being deserted, stranded, or cast off. Being left behind by conscious choice. Being left completely and utterly forsaken. In other words, everybody you care about has left or leaves you. People who were responsible for you or to you choose to walk away, often with no explanation. Something or someone was more important than you, so you got left behind. Anyone who was supposed to be there for you wasn't there. People you stood with and for were not there for you when you needed that. While abandonment is about people not being able to be there for you, rejection is an expression of not even being wanted. Internal dialogue. People are never, no one is ever there for me. He, she, they deserted me. He, she, they left me when I needed him, her, them most. I got dumped. 2. Anger, rage. Intense emotional state caused by displeasure, unhappiness, or indignation. Strong feelings of annoyance or hostility. Fury, wrath, physical or verbal manifestation of extreme anger. Loss of control in response to heightened sense of being helpless or powerless. In other words, you feel intense heat in your body, your face gets red, your ears grow hot, and you may or may not swear and or throw things. You lose total control of your mind and mouth and may strike out as a result, or you experience the quiet storm of anger, during which you smile at people while at the same time plotting how you are going to get even with them later. When rage kicks in, you act on the violent energy of your thoughts and feelings. You just want to punch something or someone. You do and say things that are harmful to yourself and others. Quite often, you feel you're justified. You just want to stop yourself, but you can't. Internal dialogue. I hate him, her, them, this. I want to kill, hurt you, them, myself. I don't deserve this. Why is this happening to me? Why did this happen to me? I'm not going to take this lying down. 3. Anxiety, worry, fear. Intense psychological and emotional distress aroused by real or imagined threat of hurt, harm, or danger. Alarm, apprehension, or panic without a specific focus. Dread or anticipation of disaster. Complete overwhelm, an inability to face or handle what may be required. In other words, you are just plain old scared. You feel as if you're about to jump out of your skin and you're not sure why. You sense, believe, or feel something bad, harmful, or dangerous is about to happen. Your imagination is running wild about what could happen or may happen, even when there's no evidence to support your thoughts and feelings. This sense of being out of control and anticipating harm causes you to procrastinate or hesitate. You stay right where you are because it's familiar and safe. Anxiety and worry often lead to competing or opposing needs, desires, or responsibilities. Internal dialogue. Did I lock the door? Am I about to lose my job? Does my partner really love me? Did I just say something offensive? What if I end up hopeless? What if I end up homeless? Now everybody thinks I'm incompetent. He, she didn't answer my text. Is he, she mad at me? What if my parents, partner, children die? What will I do? He, she didn't answer the phone all day. Maybe he, she had a stroke or a heart attack. 4, betrayal. Violation of integrity, broken trust or confidence. Revelations or disclosures that fail to guard, maintain, or fulfill an agreement. Deception, disloyalty, corruption. Disappointments of hopes or expectations. In other words, someone you trusted and cared about threw you under the bus and then backed up over you. Someone did or said something he, she promised not to do. Someone exposed your weaknesses, shortcomings, or private personal matters to get what he, she needed or wanted, or perhaps just because he, she could. Internal dialogue. He, she, they lied to me. He, she, they always misrepresent things. He, she, they deceived me. I trusted them, and they have exploited me. 5, bitterness. Harsh, disagreeable, or cynical attitude. Anger, resentment, or animosity caused by hurtful experiences. Nasty or cruel manner resulting from poor or unjust treatment. Aggrieved or begrudging sensibility. In other words, you see the worst possibility first. You see what's wrong with everyone and everything, and you point it out. Nothing makes you happy or brings you joy, and you make sure that everyone knows it. Internal dialogue. You get what you deserve. So what? I don't care. I shoot first and ask questions later. I don't owe you anything. Really? Let's see how long that lasts. 6, blame. Finding fault with oneself or others. Criticism, condemnation, reproach, reprimand. False sense of responsibility for others and their condition. Avoidance of responsibility and accountability for self. Guilt. Claiming powerlessness and helplessness. Having a victim consciousness. In other words, someone does something harmful or hurtful that necessitates a specific reaction on your part. This allows you to hold others responsible for what you do or fail to do. It's all about what they did. The flip side of holding them responsible is making yourself responsible for others. This includes taking on the responsibility for others or events that may have nothing to do with you. You make yourself the reason something did or did not happen. Internal dialogue. You're so selfish. It's all your fault. I told you not to do that. This is what